It's Wednesday, August 2nd, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. A new strategy takes a whole-of-society approach to cybersecurity education and workforce development. Managed services blend consulting and tech solutions for business success, and SaaS Alerts launches Fortify to streamline Microsoft security for MSPs. This is the Business of Tech. The Biden administration is searching for malware believed to be hidden in the networks controlling power grids, communication systems, and water supplies that feed U.S. military bases in the U.S. and around the world, which could disrupt military operations in the event of a conflict, including if Beijing moves against Taiwan. The malware was discovered in telecommunication systems in Guam, and investigations show that the Chinese effort appears more widespread than initially realized. The discovery of the malware has touched off a series of Situation Room meetings in the White House in recent months, as senior officials from the National Security Council, the Pentagon, the Homeland Security Department, and the nation's spy agencies attempt to understand the scope of the problem and plot a response. The Office of the National Cyber Director has released the National Cybersecurity and Education Workforce Strategy, which aims to tackle the issue of hundreds of thousands of vacant U.S. cyber jobs across four pillars: giving all Americans cyber skills, transforming education, building the national workforce, and fortifying the federal workforce. The plan also emphasizes the non-technical components of cybersecurity, including equity, inclusion, privacy rights, and data security. It's a whole-of-society approach to expanding the cyber workforce, with a partnership of 9 government agencies and over 200 nonprofits, corporations, colleges, and universities. The strategy also calls on Congress to enact, quote, meaningful immigration reform, end quote, to expand the workforce and retain foreign-born cyber workers trained here in the U.S. According to a report by the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation, the United States has lost its global leadership position in digital policy due to growing political polarization over policies that hinder domestic innovation and economic growth. The report recommends a 15-point plan to reassert the nation's digital dominance, including measures for the federal government to maintain U.S. competitiveness and promote U.S. tech policy over that of China or the EU, as well as establishing U.S.-led forums for multi-stakeholder participation in digital policy issues and reprioritizing a pro-innovation approach to regulating digital policy issues in Congress. Why do we care? Care about the MSP and IT services market? Be best if you cared about what the government invests in. Portions of the U.S. government are waking up here, both from a threat perspective and on how to invest in building the future workforce. The new workforce strategy is the initiative to care most about here. And for me, the detail to care about most is putting some of the responsibility on software vendors. This would remove that pressure from providers. And for me, that's a welcome change. Providers should want this more shared responsibility versus carrying the entire burden. Corporate and government spending on technology services will surpass spending on telecommunication services for the first time, creating a significant opportunity for MSPs and other technology service providers to increase revenue, profits, and customers. Managed services account for $500 billion of the $4.7 trillion global tech and telco spending, with 82% of end-user customers outsourcing some or all of their IT. MSPs represent about one-third of the IT services market, and there's an opportunity for them to adjust their models and offer the services and support needed to succeed in the evolving hybrid cloud computing environment. This from a report from Jay McBain of Canalys. A PwC report based on a survey of over 2,000 business leaders finds that high-performing organizations are 4.2 times more likely to employ MSPs for strategic advantage. At the same time, those using MSPs for innovation and faster time to market are 1.6 and 2.4 times more likely to succeed. The report notes that MSPs have evolved to blur the lines between managed services, management consulting, and technology solutions. MSPs must add business value to stay relevant as AI and automation become more prevalent. Why do we care? Validation that this is a market with opportunity. Work must be done, notably if your offerings still need the management consulting and technology solutions portion. I often talk about the productivity layer. This is why. You'd better be investing. SaaS Alerts has launched Fortify, a tool designed to streamline and expedite the application of Microsoft's security recommendations for MSPs. The tool enhances customers' Microsoft Secure scores and overall security posture, addressing the need for both robust cybersecurity and operational efficiency. Key highlights include the ability for MSPs to implement Microsoft's security recommendations across all their customers in minutes, comparative benchmarking against similar-sized companies, and organization vulnerability assessment reports. Why do we care? This is a clear example of enforcing configuration in a SaaS application that I've discussed before. The concept: using external tools to monitor and implement configurations on SaaS applications. Since security is a process, not a single state, there must be a process to ensure enforcement. This kind of product solves that. Not an endorsement of SaaS Alerts, just an observation of the value and why I look for SaaS management solutions. Ditch your VPN. VPNs are awful, outdated, clunky, hard to use, and create security vulnerabilities. TwinGate's Zero Trust Network Access is easy to deploy and even easier to use and manage, while always making resources secure and invisible. With native integrations with MDMs, EDRs, and DNS filters, TwinGate enhances your security with the full power of your cybersecurity stack. TwinGate melts into the background, providing intuitive access and lightning-fast connections with the lowest latency. You'll forget you're using a remote access solution at all. Want to learn more? Check out the white paper on why you should ditch your VPN at twingate.com/podcast. Thanks for listening today at National Ice Cream Sandwich Day, as well as National Computer Aided Design Day. Just probably not both at the same time. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.